Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back, and it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bear for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Let's get right into it. Michael and San Ramon, SFA drummer. We will get to you after we get to Dr. Nirav Pandya, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Orthopedic surgeon at UCSF Medical. And Doc, good morning to you. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. This is the third injury to the ACL for Nick Bosa, and obviously it's the second on his right leg. How concerning is this for a guy that, let's be honest, he's not like 35, 36, but he is getting a little bit older. He's going to be 28 in a month, and this is his third ACL injury, Doc. Just give us the lay of the land on what you're looking at when it comes to Nick Bosa and the rehab process and, you know, the level of play that we should expect going forward.
Yeah, this is a very difficult injury for anyone to go through, particularly a professional athlete. And I think the hard thing when you go through a second ACL surgery is that knee's already been operated on. There's going to be a lot of wear and tear in there. There potentially could be some degeneration over time. And we think of a first-time ACL, you know, it's usually 9 months. Second time can sometimes be up to a year, just getting your strength and mobility back. The one thing that's working in Bosa's favor is just a phenomenal athlete. And I think what limits a lot of people when they get that second ACL surgery is that, you know, that motivation to work out, get that muscle strength back. It's that much harder to build back, but Bosa's already starting so high and has experience with it. So I think that's what's working in his favor. But his age and the fact that he's had multiple injuries is a little bit concerning. But if there's anyone who may potentially have a positive outcome, it could be him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They said that it was a clean tear. What does that even mean, and is that a good thing?
Yeah, so it's funny. They use that term a lot. You know, the Rappaports and the Schefters use that term. It's something we don't really use that much, you know, when we see patients. But what they're typically trying to say is that an ACL is just an isolated injury. And then there's no meniscus tear, there's no ligament tear, there's no other damage that they're seeing in there. So I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that it is simply just a clean ACL tear and no other secondary damage there.
Okay, so like with the Brandon Ayuk injury, like there was clearly a traumatic collision, right? And I think those things are easy to justify in our head or whatever. Like, oh, well, yeah, he got hit. You know, James Conner, wow, he got wrapped up, the ankle just completely dislocated. This one seemed very, not nondescript, because I don't want to make it sound like that, but what did you make of how it went down?
Yeah, you know, when you see something like that, I was worried about the ACL initially, because typically when you do get like more of a meniscus or cartilage injury, it's that contact, it's that, you know, big thing that comes around. When you see someone just buckle their knee, typically it's going to be an ACL injury, and it's so variable how this happens to people. Sometimes it's going to be that big contact. Sometimes you just step wrong and that ACL buckles. So it's so variable. But when you see that and you've had a history of prior injury there and potentially surgery on that knee, athletes know that. When you see Nick Bosa give the thumbs down, you talk to people who torn their ACL once, they know what it feels like. So that was the thing that was super concerning, was that for a guy who's out there and puts his body on the line, he knows. And when you get that feeling, it's something that athletes don't forget. So that was a big concern that I had when you see that buckle happening.
Talking to Dr. Nirav Pandya, orthopedic surgeon at UCSF Health, R95.7 The Game Injury Insider here on the Morning Roast. And Doc, you know, there's been a lot of injuries here, obviously in the Bay Area alone. I mean, you just think of the Warriors, you think of the Valkyries, you think of the Niners, all these Giants, you can go on and on. But specifically with the 49ers, it just feels like, and maybe this isn't even the right term to use, but there's definitely been a trend of just devastating injuries for this team under Kyle Shanahan. I'm not asking you to, you know, throw the medical team under the bus or call them out. I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot. But there's a lot of fans that are just frustrated, and they're angry, and they're upset, and they just want to see these guys in their peak physical conditions. Are the Niners just unlucky? Like I'm trying to find, you know, the causation, the correlation. Is it just unlucky at this point if you're a 49ers fan watching this team and all these players just getting hurt?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it does have to do with just bad luck. But, you know, look at what are factors we know that can cause someone to be injured. I think injury history coming out of high school and college, and Bosa had injuries when he was in high school. You talk about even the Trent Baalke era when we're, you know, drafting all these players that have prior injury history. So I think that's the most variable factor. We think of this as like, oh, you were injured in college and you're fine, but that carries risk with it. And I think the second thing we don't talk about as much is for West Coast teams, they do a lot of travel. That travel has an impact on your ability to recover. You're flying across the country. You're also playing on some fields that have turf. So I think all these soft factors do play a role as well, too. But I think the most important thing is injury history. And then if you actually do compare them to other teams, I know every year, first 2 weeks of the season, we're like, oh, the 49ers, everyone's getting soft tissue injuries. It's pretty consistent, you know, early on in the season. But I think where we see the difference is those big season-ending injuries. And for whatever reason, the 49ers do have more of that happening. But those are most of the time things you can't control. So I think it's just a little bit of bad luck, you know, heading into the season.
Just randomly, because I've been kind of hypothesizing, like if this were any other corporation, you would hire an outside firm to run an audit. Just not necessarily pointing the finger at anyone. Just, hey, what is everyone else in this industry doing? What are we doing? And let's compare and contrast that. Am I on to something there? Like if they came to you, Dr. Nirav, and they said, like, hey, like, you know, evaluate what we're doing in contrast to the rest of the league. I mean, would that be beneficial? It just feels like I'm not even trying to look for a reason why. It's just something has to be studied, and I don't know really what the answer is or what the team should do.
Yeah, I think it would benefit all teams. I mean, I think one of the things that's, you know, different than the NBA is NFL. All the teams are very secretive. They don't want to kind of, you know, share their strength and conditioning strategies or even share their injury history. So I think it's important if all the teams got together and kind of said, hey, what are the best practices? What are the way we can optimize outcomes? Because at the end of the day, NFL benefits when all their players and stars are healthy. So they can all come together and figure out how do we keep these players healthy. It's going to be beneficial. No one wants a Nick Bosa out for the season, even though other teams may benefit from it. So I think that's the key thing. How can we ensure player health? Just like player things like the NBA and Major League Baseball trying to do.
All right. So there's also this other theory that you and I have talked about, like just specialization too early in life for kids. And specifically when it comes to these professional athletes, it feels like Bosa, McCaffrey, the similar thread is they've been track and football athletes since the day they were 12. Yes, they played other sports, but like around 12 or 13, they picked one specific career path and stuck with that sport. Is there anything to that and why we are where we're at in terms of their bodies are just so wound too tight for their particular sport and there's not enough off time? Like, I'm trying to find some sort of rhyme or reason behind all this, because it just feels like there's more now than ever of these season-ending injuries.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that plays a tremendous role. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact these players, you know, we talk about, you know, big injuries, but they have so much more wear and tear by the time they're playing high school, they're playing college. And the NIL pressures are going to make athletes want to specialize even at younger and younger ages because of that. So I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're wear and tear on their body. And also bigger and bigger athletes are expected to do even more explosive things with their bodies now. And the ACL hasn't adapted. The ACL is still the same, but you're getting people as big as Nick Bosa trying to play like receivers did, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So I think the body just hasn't adapted. So you're specializing, you're doing, having bigger athletes do more impactful things. And eventually you're going to get younger and younger athletes who are getting these traumatic injuries. I mean, the fact that Nick Bosa's had three injuries before age 30 in ACL, that would be unheard of 20 years ago. So we definitely need to take a look at how these young athletes are getting trained.
Talking to Dr. Rao Pandya here on the Morning Roast. And obviously, Doc, I know you mentioned long-term here, given that's his second full tear of an ACL, it might be up to a year instead of 9 months in rehab. But, you know, how much of a possibility is it that, you know, he doesn't look the same when he does come back? Is it going to take a while, in-game reps? I know you mentioned this guy's a physical freak. He is an elite athlete. He's an elite specimen, all of that. But, you know, it comes to a point, even the greatest of the greats says sometimes there's too many injuries.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely is a worry. I mean, I think the big thing we look at, number one, is you don't know how the knee is going to respond, right? And you could go through the rehab, everything could go great with surgery. But the big unpredictable part is, how does that knee respond to contact? How does it respond to when you're playing? And it could be one of those things where the knee's swelling up, here's a couple of weeks off, et cetera. So that's an unknown factor. And number two, it's usually the second season back. You know, we saw that with Clay, we saw that with other athletes where their statistics get more normalized. You know, luckily when Bosa had that injury in 2020, his first season back was actually pretty good. But once again, you just don't know what that level of performance will be. So could he come back? Absolutely. Could he come back at a high level? Yes. But I think the fan base is going to have a little more patience with someone who's had three ACL tears and how they're going to come back and how they're going to respond. But if there's anyone who can do it, I think it could be him.
Sorry, Joe. I wanted to get this one in there before Nick, because you've been great and your time has been awesome, Doc. But the PCL injury for Mac Jones before, real quick, Joe.
Okay.
The PCL. What is the PCL? We've heard the ACL. I've heard of the MCL. What is the PCL? And what does it mean for Mac? Obviously, we know with Brock and his toe. We'll get to that. But what's the PCL injury for Mac Jones? And how concerned should Niners fans be about their backup quarterback?
I think it's a relatively low concern. I mean, the fact that he actually has this injury and has been playing with it, you know, see him with the brace, not with the brace on. The PCL runs behind the ACL, and really the only time it gets injured when you kind of get that direct blow to your knee. We saw that happen to McCaffrey last year. In non-athletes, you get it when you're in a car accident and the dashboard kind of hits your knee. So in general, it's more of an impact type injury, and you can usually play without surgery on it. So not super concerned, might make his knee feel a little bit different, but clearly he's been dealing with it and playing. So if Brock comes back, I think Mac will be fine to be back up. If he needs to start, I think he's showed that he can play with this injury throughout the season.
Back to the Bosa thing, what's going to be affected more, power or speed, a year from now, 2 years from now?
It's going to be speed. You know, I think you depend so much on that ACL to be able to plant and really explode. So I think his power is going to be great, but it's really, can he get around the end? Can he get around, offensive linemen? Can he be explosive? So I think that's the thing that's going to be more impactful. His power, I think, will be very easy to come back.
Oh, boy. And I mean, I'm looking at the schedule. They got the Jaguars this week, and then they got to turn around on Thursday, and they got to play the Rams. I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms that you and I are probably in lockstep on. It's too many games in too short amount of time. There's not enough recovery time. If you were advising the Brock Purdy situation, would you wait until the Rams game to play him, or would you play him Jacksonville and just see how he responds for the quick turnaround Thursday night?
You know, I think anytime you have additional time to recover from something like turf toe, which can go from like feeling great to feeling bad, I think it's beneficial. So I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that how is he feeling? I think the key with this is how quickly can he move around the pocket for his own safety? I'm not worried about performance. Like, he can throw with a turf toe, but the issue is, can you avoid that sack? Can you make sure you're not getting hit, which has been an issue for him in the past when that's how he hurt his elbow, et cetera. So if there's any concern for him not having that same mobility, I would rest him for another week and have him play that Rams game. But if he's looking like he's moving fine and he clearly is going to be throwing okay, I think it's reasonable for him to play. But it's about his overall safety, not necessarily his performance, I think, at this point.
Doc, great stuff. We really appreciate your time this morning. We know you're a very busy man, but really good insight. And hopefully, I always say this with Doc Pondia, hopefully I don't have to talk to you soon. And I don't like saying that. Maybe we'll bump into each other back at Emeryville. But, you know,
exactly.
I hope I don't talk to you soon about an athlete's injury, and it's about progress instead of regress. Have a good morning, Doc.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Dr. Nirav Pondia, orthopedic surgeon at UCSF Health.
Sometimes things happen, right? A Brandon Ayuk injury, a collision in the middle of the field, it's unavoidable, right? It's just like, it's just awful. The Navarro Bowman getting his leg snapped accidentally by Eric Reed is just, it's a random freak car accident in the middle of the field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.